4 and a 1.
2-2.
Unlucky old man.
You realize, Claudius, I'm letting you win.
If you say so, sport.
Well, I can't very well go and upset him, can I? Denmark's new Spanish ambassador. Not before he's even had a sniff of paella.
Spanish ambassador.
The king has every faith. More than, the king is very proud, and it never hurts to show loyalty to our first family.
And there was me thinking you were travelling as my trusted friend and companion.
Trusted friend and companion. As if there were any such thing at Elsinore. That face, Ambassador.
Seriously, Horatio, are you reporting back to him? My brother.
Seriously?
No.
This business in Sweden is bad business. There's no defending it. I told him so too. I told the king. I told Hamlet.
This isn't...
This isn't what? Suitable? Shouldn't be mentioned? Treasonous? The warlords, all of them agree with me. Everyone.
King Hamlet has every confidence. In you, Claudius.
But if I don't believe in what we're doing? The camps, if I have doubts?
Why, that only proves that you're not just the party prince.
Oh, the party prince.
Swimming pools and premier.
My speciality.
Are we playing dice or not?
When you say he has a monkey...
I mean, he has a monkey. And not just the one. 20.
The king of Spain has 20 monkeys.
Yeah. And he's built a palace for them too, they say. The king, stately gardens, and even an ornamental fountain in the Japanese style.
And are they a special breed?
Well, I cut above the regular monkey, you mean. Who's that?
Hey?
On the horizon.
Oh, I'm not falling for this again.
No, seriously. Are they torpedo boats?
Where?
Wait, over there. Those three boats on the horizon. Pirates!
What?
Get down! Horatio, get down!
Claudia!
Major Olson?
Down here, Sovereign Majesty.
Majesty?
Polonius, sorry to wake you.
Not at all. Good morning.
Chancellor.
Now, I assume there is a very good reason for summoning His Majesty and me at this ungodly hour, Major Olson.
I'm sure Major Olson has his reasons. You do have your reasons, don't you?
A package arrived at the gate an hour ago.
That package there, I assume?
We thought the cold store the best place.
And the reason it's embedded in ice?
Embedded in ice is how it arrived.
Show me.
Best let me, Sovereign Majesty.
You may want to prepare yourself, Lord Chancellor.
Prepare my... God!
Please.
The Lord Horatio.
Let me see. Mother. What is that?
His head, Majesty.
Claudius. My brother's not been...
I would speculate not.
Why so?
The markings on the box. Here.
The citadel. What's the citadel?
It's rumoured to be a tiny island somewhere off the coast of Spain, Sovereign Majesty. Built by the Romans 2,000 years ago and still considered impregnable.
Now populated entirely by thieves and cutthroats. Murderers to a man. Pirates.
It appears that Ambassador Claudius has been abducted, Sovereign Majesty.
Abducted?
Kidnapped.
Yeah, I know what abducted means, thank you. Is there a ransom?
20 million.
20 million?
Delivered to the citadel before the next new moon.
Savagery. Utter savagery.
I shall see to it.
What?
The ransom. I shall see that it's paid.
But, Sovereign
Have you a better idea, Chancellor?
Not right now.
Well, then there it is. I want no word getting out until this situation is resolved. Am I clear?
Sovereign Majesty.
Now, will someone please tell me who would dare perpetrate this outrage?
No. Horatio. Please don't hurt. No.
Ambassador? Ambassador?
Who are you?
Archimedes. Archimedes at the Citadel, you remember? Your servant.
At the... How did I get here?
You, Ambassador, are our most honoured guest. Now, are you ready for your tour?
My...
As arranged yesterday.
Captain True designed and runs the Citadel. My kidnapper, you mean, Captain True.
We shall go up these steps. Follow me, please.
Archimedes!
Laszlo, my friend. Settled in, I hope.
All very good.
Excellent. Captain True will be over to welcome you later.
There when the captain needs me. Ambassador?
Sir?
Shall we?
Wait, Archimedes. That Laszlo.
What about him?
He was on the ship. The ship you attacked, my ship. He was one of the crew.
Yes, he was.
Then what's he doing here?
Making a home for himself at the Citadel, in common with many of his shipmates.
What? Captain True slaughtered Horatio. Why didn't he slaughter them?
Captain True offered them sanctuary, shelter, and comfort.
Sanctuary and... Captain True's a murderer and a pirate.
Your esteemed King Hamlet merely received a message in a language he would understand. After you.
Those loudspeakers.
Are for music. Sometimes announcements.
All very modern.
Parts of the Citadel date back to antiquity. Beyond antiquity.
And, these streets here?
Lead down to the bazaar.
Where we were this morning. The spices.
Without Captain True's vision, the Citadel would not exist.
And when am I finally to have the honor?
You must understand. It is not morality we lecture, Ambassador. More mercy we practice.
What's happening?
Our call to prayer.
To what are you praying to, Archimedes? Archimedes?
Our Minotaur.
Your...
He is our wonder and our hope.
What?
Our impossible made possible.
And... He, it, lives here on the island, this Minotaur.
Come back here, Ambassador. Ambassador!
Julius! Lord Anders,
I speak with you if I may.
Now,
I'll be brief.
This rain... perhaps
yeah, the,
we might...
The awning, there.
Will it ever stop?
Not showing much inclination, is it? And while we're on the subject of inclination, the King.
What about him?
Well, is he intending to visit my estate or not? Because I have made arrangements, preparations.
The Norwegian blockade of the North Sea, the troops along the Swedish border, the increased hostilities. You are aware, I take it?
Only too aware.
And as...
The immediate compromise with Norway is the only sensible solution.
Surrender, you mean?
Surrender? Hey, I served with his Sovereign Majesty's father in Sweden when we established our protectorate there. I am not given to surrender. Since that time, our treatment, Denmark's treatment of the Swedes, is, and it has been for decades, indefensible. The camps, Polonius, hell on earth.
Let's not exaggerate.
And if Norway calls upon Russia as an ally, Denmark will be completely decimated.
Let's not lose our heads, Anders.
Where are those trucks going?
Need you ask?
Certainly likes to crack his knuckles, doesn't he, your boy?
Look, I'll see what I can do about the visit, Anders. But more than that, I cannot
and,
promise.
His brother, Claudius.
What about him?
Word is he never made it to Spain. Word is he's lost. Kidnapped. It's no good you're pretending there's no fire here. Not to me.
Amazing news today, Anders.
What?
Lady Katja returned home safe. Denmark's foremost aviatrix, our pioneer.
She's quite the girl, I'm told. The King's number one consort, no less.
Is there anything they don't tell you, Anders? Now, if there's nothing else...
Then they didn't deliver Horatio's head in a box.
May your journey home be dry and comfortable, old man.
You must follow me! And no shooting! Captain True wants the prisoner alive!
Here's a some bloody, most definitely shouldn't be here.
Who's that?
Pooping the same question back at you, brother.
I'm not your brother.
You're what then?
Captain True sent you to find me, did he?
Wasn't me found you. Was you found me.
Where am I? This place.
You? You're in the labyrinth, brother. Labyrinth's a place not nobody comes back from. Not one, not ever know how. All this part of Citadel. Ghostos here. All manner of ghostos here.
Ghostos?
Of them that was punished. Wander here still. No end to the labyrinth.
You know, you could at least show yourself.
If that's what you'd like, then that's what I'll do. Is that what you'd like?
Does it matter?
If you're going to kill me, brother, I'd be grateful if you got it done.
Why would I do that? You got Flamezo?
Flamezo?
Because I can't see saw even a hand before my mug ugly.
Oh, God.
Of course. You are horror-faced.
Your face.
Should I Rosie? Perhaps I should Rosie. Whoa!
The Minotaur. You're the Minotaur.
Minotaur, Schminotaurio. Mama calls me Dolphin. Says it has a ringo. I say so too.
Mama? Is Mama down here too?
Bonesy woonsy like this. Yes, I was. No choicey at all. But who does, eh? It's all in what gets rolled, ain't it? Who rolled you when you were at home?
I am Claudius, Danish ambassador to Spain. Prince of Denmark.
A prince? You're a prince?
I am.
And you are he. You are who I has been awaiting for. A prince.
I prefer to be addressed as ambassador.
Oh. Ambassador, eh? Oh. All over backwards, sir, to finally meet the quality, I am sure.
Give me your hand, Lady Katja.
Thank you, Major Olson.
There she is. The pride of Denmark. Oh, thank you, Major Olson. You can wait by the Daimler.
Sovereign Majesty.
Oh, there you go again.
Oh, yes?
Confusing me with the plane.
Oh, I assure you, there's very little danger of that. Look at you, Katja.
The flight was fine, thank you.
Oh, we swept the clouds right out of the sky for you.
With that big broom of yours, I do not doubt.
Yours to command at any time.
In that case, Majesty... Are you going to kiss me or what?
Seems quieter now, Dauphin.
Won't come down here. Them that seeks to find you. Won't come down here. No way, brother. No way.
Are you all right?
Chest hurts. Legs hurts. Everything hurts.
Easy. They're easy.
Thank and kind.
You know, we could escape.
Me in all my disrepario.
There must be a way out.
Other side of the labyrinth, there's a cave. Cave leads down to the sea. By the sea, there's a docky deck for boats.
You know this?
I go there all the time.
And you never try to escape?
Mondo's a cruel and vicious place to one such as I. And anyway, what would they do without me here? On the glue. They're good God. Hold things together, mate. That's what Captain True says.
Our wonder and our hope.
So they do say.
And without medical attention, that wonder and hope will be dead and gone.
You go on and take your chances, brother.
On my own? In an ancient labyrinth?
I won't be lonely, though. Taking the sunshine to you, haven't I? After all, you're the wonder one that I've been waiting for all these years in, years out.
Waiting for?
No need for the big surprise.
But I don't understand what you mean.
and it is something too terrible to articulate. But it will be articulated when the time is right.
I say we go slowly through the labyrinth.
Steppers by steppers.
Until we find that dock, what do you say?
And where would we blow to, you and I and I?
Eventually. Elsinore.
Eventually? Elsinore. Together?
Of course, together. But it's up to you.
Take your arm, you say?
You've paid it?
A ship sails to this citadel with the ransom right now.
And Spain?
Spain can wait another month or two for its new ambassador.
Pirates? In this day and age?
I know.
Oh, poor Horatio.
I grieve for him. Loyal Horatio.
And your brother? Oh, who's that?
Is that you, Polonius?
Sovereign Majesty?
Downstairs. I shall see you downstairs in the hangar. What?
Come on. Come on. It can't be too far now, it can't be.
You smell that? That's the salt sea you're smelling.
Then we must be near.
Home free nearly. Unless they burn us down.
Huh?
Elijah.
What?
Just you ask the captain.
That light. Up ahead. Is that the moon?
Old Auntie Cheesecake herself.
Then we must be nearly there.
There are steps. Steps leading down to the dock.
A boat sail too, by the looks.
Now, take my arm and we'll go.
Milk kind, brother. Milk kind to a broken dolphin. Dolphin, don't forget. Dolphin, sit back in a soul dark. And dolphin, don't forget. Dolphin took a shine. But you got to be careful. You got to watch your way. Or you get yourself lost.
What?
Not going. Not tonight.
But we're so close. We're so nearly there.
So sorry, Ambassador. And that's the absolute honest.
Dolphin! Oh, what the hell?
Gave us quite a run around, didn't you, Ambassador?
The light!
Not too harsh for you, I hope. Now, what do you say we two have a chat?
I only talked to Captain True.
Well, then your ship's come in and no mistake, hasn't it, mate?
You!
Me. If you wouldn't mind assisting the Ambassador, Archimedes.
Keep your hands in the air, sir. Oh.
Apologies for summoning you all the way out here, Polonius.
Not at all, Sovereign Majesty. I had no idea that Lady Katya had a residence at the aerodrome.
Where you're always welcome, Chancellor.
Lady Katya?
What news on the blockade?
We remain unbowed to Norway.
And the riots in the Swedish camps?
Quashed.
For now.
And somewhat mercilessly.
Meaning what, old man?
Some agreement will have to be reached, sir, I fear, and quickly. We definitely don't want Sweden becoming more of a human rights issue, and Russia can't be allowed to become involved.
Which is why I sent for you tonight. I'd like your advice.
Of course, sir.
Because I'm at a loss as to how to deal with this council of warlords, Lord Anders particularly.
He may have a point, sir.
You're not siding with them.
I'm not siding with anyone, but I would be failing in my duty if I didn't advise you as best I can.
And your advice is to recommence negotiations?
Without delay.
That sounds very sensible.
You think?
If it stops making a bad situation worse.
Will someone please tell me why everyone is so keen for us to surrender Sweden?
I don't believe the warlords want us to surrender Sweden.
Then what?
Our grip. Perhaps if we were to consider easing it somewhat. Make some allowances.
Compromises?
If that's what's required. At least give some of the old Swedish nobles a voice on the regional councils. Give them a chance to feel that they have some influence in Sweden's future.
Is that what these valiant warlords want too?
More to the point, is that what you want, Polonius? Is this your advice to me tonight? If Sweden slips, then the Empire slips. Or is that not a concern?
I genuinely believe there is no other course of action available to us.
Other than compromise?
Well, not with the Norwegian blockade, as strong as it is. And it would demonstrate to the Norwegians that we're taking the situation seriously.
Well, I am surprised to hear you take their side against mine.
Perhaps you should meet with them. The warlords.
What?
Have a powwow or something. Get everything out in the open.
Polonius?
Lady Katia may be right.
Gather everyone together at Elsinore. All the old warlords.
I think it may be better to meet them on their own ground.
Where?
Lord Anders' estate. Your long-postponed visit. Listen to them there.
We'll go in 10 days. Make the arrangements.
Sovereign Majesty.
Now, if we're done here...
Forgive me for mentioning it again. Your brother's ransom?
The ransom left Elsinore nearly a week ago. Chug, chug, chug. Now, if there's nothing else, I really would like to get back to bed.
Those chains, Ambassador?
Still hard on the arms.
We offered you every comfort and you spurned it all.
No sign of my ransom, I don't suppose.
I don't think we've quite hit it off, you and I.
Come on.
Still, there's one that asks after you constantly.
Archimedes.
The Dauphin.
That poor creature you have living in filth down there in that labyrinth. The one you call a minotaur when all he is...
A monster.
That's not how I would describe him. Not in any way.
Perhaps we should send him back to Elsinore, as you suggested.
At least he could find some peace and comfort there.
That's very compassionate of you.
He suffers as I suffer.
No, he doesn't. The Dauphin is our wonder and our comfort.
He's dying. You know that, don't you?
You were kind to him, I'll give you that.
It's not me who keeps him down there in the dirt and the dark.
Because that is where he likes to be.
Unloved and cold.
But he is not unloved. Not at all. And there, Ambassador, is the difference between you.
What?
Am I wrong about that? If I'm wrong, say so. You are unloved.
I'd like to see him again before he...
And he you.
Then?
Then I say, why not?
Oh! Oh! Oh!
But it has to be our secret. Nobody can know that you and the Dauphin talk. Not Archimedes, not anyone. Not if you care for him.
Wouldn't want to rob the good citizens of the illusion of your Minotaur, would we?
No, Ambassador, we wouldn't. Drink some water.
Thank you.
Then other.
And if I try to escape?
Then that will be very tedious of you.
The ransom they're sending. Can I ask how much?
20 million kroner.
20? Hamlet will never pay it. I'm not worth it.
Then what do you suppose is on that ship that sails this way?
Oh. Oh. Might I have some more water?
Here.
Elijah.
Oh, yes?
The Dauphin said to ask you.
You know, I know you don't appreciate it, but it is a new world we are building here at the Citadel.
Built on blood and stolen money.
And a little vision.
So much in common with the old world, then.
He wore the Lord tight as a loaded pistol on his hip.
What?
Elijah. Elijah True. And when he wasn't berating all and sundry for the heinousness of their godless misdemeanours, he was busy building himself a church. He was, you see, like the sainted Joseph before him, a master carpenter, my old dad. And what's more, there was none finer. Not in all of Essex, not one.
It won't be me that contradicts you.
Now,
but...
it so happens that a nobleman rode by one Thursday afternoon and commented on the extraordinary quality of my father's work. He said, this nobleman in his glinting spurs, that he was having his own chapel built beside his manor house, but that it wasn't a patch, not
one on what he was seeing here this day. The exquisite woodwork, the fastidious care and attention paid to every tiny detail. Why, he told my dad, that he, this nobleman, could almost see the saints and all the angels gathered proudly on the pews. Flattered, Elijah thanked the nobleman courteously, and the nobleman went on his way, wiping away a tear or two, it said, for he, and he, this nobleman, wasn't ashamed to admit this to my dad, but had truly caught a glimpse of the divine that day.
Amazing.
No.
What?
It's not amazing. Amazing is not the point of the story, Ambassador. Amazing is the last thing this story is. You see, 2 days later, that lovely church burned down with my dad and mum and all four of my brothers. Nobody could say with any certainty who the instigator of that terrible inferno was, but I knew. Oh, yes, I knew it was that nobleman, and I knew that things would now be very bad for me from here on out. And they were. Shan't trouble you with all the ugly details, but suffice it to say that I resolved to build myself a kingdom that no nobleman, no matter how lofty, could ever destroy just because it reflected his own poxy mediocrity back at him.
I've never burnt a church down.
Not yet, you haven't.
Burning things down was more my father's style. My brother's too.
But not yours?
Not mine, no. Never was, never will be.
Never's a long time.
Because it's been reported everywhere. Claudius never arrived in Spain. The international newspapers are full of it.
The other members of the council are all arrived at your house, I take it?
They are, but apart from the Norwegian blockade, there's only one subject being discussed. The kidnapping.
And I'm confident the king will discuss all your very legitimate concerns at length.
How long have you known?
Known?
About Claudius.
Is that them? I think that's them.
Is that the king's plane?
Flown by the lovely Lady Katya.
How very modern of him.
How now?
Grandfather, look!
You stand well back, Beatrix.
But I want to see.
Hey, just do as I say, please.
Your grandfather may be right, Lady Beatrix.
Well, at least the Chancellor and I both agree about that.
Lovely Majesty! Sovereign Majesty, you are most welcome.
Your Majesty, will someone please attend to Lady Katya?
At once, Sovereign Majesty. You men there, assist Lady Katya.
At once, my lord.
I assume the other lords have arrived in time for our conference?
As you see, they're all gathered to welcome you.
I'm grateful to you for agreeing to host this meeting, old chap.
A pleasure, Sovereign Majesty.
A chance to air our views.
Constructively, I hope.
And you're not intending to give it to me straight over Sweden? You and your warlords?
I...
Oh, now... Who's this charming young lady?
Permit me to introduce my granddaughter Beatrix.
Sovereign Majesty.
And how old is the lovely Beatrix?
17.
17.
Or 18 in a week.
Very good. Polonius. Sovereign Majesty. I should be glad to be shown to my rooms now. If you'll excuse us.
Of course, Sovereign Majesty.
And you would place you there? In that garden? The one your mother planted?
Inasmuch as we were ever allowed to play. My brother and I.
Allowed?
My father.
The old Rodney of Iron, was he?
Discipline was as water to him. Here, drink.
Thank you. Thank you.
When the ransom arrives, I shall ask Captain True that you return to Elsinore with me.
But I don't want to go.
But...
And what happens to the Citadel if I'm not here?
Well, what happens if you die?
No ifs here. Only a very imminento when. And when the time of my dead approaches, you are to finish me. As that's what I want.
This is too much to ask of me.
All the king's horses and all the king's men can't never put the poor Dauphin together again. and Captain True has recordings.
What?
Of me. Doing the Rosie Rosie. Records.
Records?
For justice eventuality. That way Dauphin goes on warring in Citadel forever. Whoa!
That night, on the dock, the night we didn't escape.
What about it?
You said something about me being careful I didn't get lost.
You got desires.
Everyone has desires.
But you got them stronger on Bussidor. Stronger than most.
Hey,
Ambassador!
Now's not the time or place.
Ambassador, would you come with me, please?
Archimedes?
No, thank you.
Captain True?
Well, you called it right, Ambassador. Perhaps I should have paid you more heed.
Paid me more heed?
Our patrols rendezvoused with one of your vessels and took control of the ransom. Bring him forward!
Who's that you've got? Yorick!
Nice to see you, baby prince.
Lost for words, Ambassador.
The ransom. Yorick, where's the ransom?
I suppose you're looking at it. With compliments of Hamlet, King of Denmark.
Well, there must be some
mistake. I bloody say so. Who are you, sir?
Me? I'm just a clown.
And the money? The 20 million kroner?
I don't know anything about that. In fact, I don't know anything about anything.
Is that supposed to be funny?
Humour was never my strong point.
And what kind of a clown are you?
A dying on the inside kind of clown.
Yorick.
Yes, baby prince.
Somebody must have said something to you.
No.
Well, here's a proper conundrum, Ambassador.
My lord, please! All this shouting is getting us nowhere. Lord Anders, please.
Thank you, Lord Chancellor. King Hamlet, you know that I and all the other members of this council gathered in this house today were loyal to your father for years, instrumental in containing and governing Sweden. Times have changed. Norway counts Russia as her ally, and Norway's influence has increased over the last 10 years or so. Your late father, may the gods protect and adore him, I'm sorry to say, ignored this. He ignored Norway's sympathy to Sweden and Norway's view that our regime was and is too harsh. And now we have the blockade. The king must give ground or, and it pains me to say this, face the consequences.
King Hamlet, if you would like to respond.
I would. Thank you, Lord Polonius. Words. A lot of words have been said today. A lot of words about my father and the empire he built. An empire he built with your help. Now, I know that we have our differences, and it appears that some of you brave warlords have had a change of heart and suddenly disapprove of our collective farms and our use of Swedish labour.
No, Sovereign Majesty, no, we don't disapprove of the farms, just the methods that are employed to...
I believe I was speaking, Lord Anders. Oh,
Sovereign Majesty.
Lord Anders has, however, come to my assistance, and measures are indeed going to be taken. Measures which will affect us all for the better. Major Olsen, if you would.
Squad!
What?
What's all this about?
In my house?
Well, then let me be clear, because I do not wish to be the king who wipes out a generation of Denmark's noblemen without at least giving you all a chance to swear a blood oath to your king as he does what he must do to protect the Danish Empire. A king...
Are you all right?
A king bereaved today by the news that his beloved brother Claudius, on whom so many of you had pinned such high regal hopes, has been murdered by pirates of the filthiest aspect. Now, Major Olson, you may shoot anyone you suspect of showing any disobedience. Lord Anders, Polonius, please let it be you two, here, in this room of nobles, that first pledge your undying loyalty and fealty to your king. Bring her in, please.
Lady Beatrix.
Grandfather.
Beatrix. Come here, Beatrix. Now, Lord Anders, I would be truly indebted if you were to consider allowing Lord Polonius, our noble Chancellor, to marry your beautiful granddaughter and thus secure the accord we have made here today.
You and the clown will kneel here. Oh.
So this is how it ends, eh? Down here in the dirt and the dark of...
The labyrinth.
The labyrinth. Where else was a person such as I supposed to die? Not in his bed, surrounded by his clippings.
Forgive me, Yorick.
Not your fault your brother's going all tyrannical on everyone, is it?
What?
Nothing you need to bother that pretty little head with, given the situation.
Gentlemen, if you're both ready.
Please, let it be quick.
Ambassador!
Who the hell is this now?
You shouldn't be here, brother.
Not be here?
You be on your way now, Dauphin.
Why? Who's this skinny tin gentleman?
This is Yorick.
Hello, Yorick.
Hello?
This doesn't concern you.
But it does concern me, Mum.
Mum?
You got the hurting look. Have you the hurting look?
King Hamlet never paid the ransom. Sent that one instead.
Sent Yorick?
Your mother's right, Dauphin. You shouldn't be here.
But who's going to sell me off to that faraway land? Who's going to make me slumberful forever?
What?
Ambassador Claudius is the one who wants to shut us down for once and for always. It's not as if you would do it. Hey, Mum?
How could I ever hurt you?
Living is hurting. Living is hurting. That's what you say.
Can you do it, Ambassador? Can you help my boy?
If you agreed to free us after?
Oh, that would be my die-die wish, Mum. That would be the winner. Give him your blade, Mama. Let him go. Let him go.
There, there, baby.
Anything you want to say, Dauphin?
You mind you don't go burning down any churches, Ambassador?
I'll do my best.
I don't have to watch this, do I?
Best you and Captain True leave.
No. Don't you cry, Mama.
You are, and always will be, my wonder and my hope.
Ready?
Ready.
Something funny.
Only the thought of your brother's face when he sees you back at Elsinore, alive, alive all.
Best you close your eyes now, Dauphin.
Okie doke.
Married.
The king seeks to punish me and your grandfather and uses you to do so.
You can always refuse.
I am 48 years old and you are...
18.
18.
Sir, you are neither rough nor vulgar. You are wise, I think. Compassionate, too. And I believe that it cannot possibly be beyond the wit of either of us that some suitable arrangement could not be made. Some accommodation.
Beatrix. May I call you Beatrix?
If I may call you Polonius. Polonius.
My late wife was... was... well, she was dear to me, and... and consequently, there is the man I was before she... and he who stands here before you.
And that man is?
Honestly, Beatrix, I don't know.
Then perhaps there is a reason why this strange fate has befallen us.
Us?
Us.
Ambassador.
It's done.
Good night, sweet prince.
And we can go?
First a toast, I thought. The Dauphin.
The Dauphin. Perfect.
My, that's fine, Madeira.
Only the best for the Dauphin.
What have you done to him?
A pleasure knowing you, Ambassador.
Three weeks later and still not so much as a peep out of them. A simple message. Delivered to our old warlords in a language even they can understand.
Masterful, Your Majesty. The Norwegian ambassador is on her way to Elsinore.
I have every faith in you, Polonius.
Forgive me for interrupting, Sovereign Majesty.
Major Olson.
There is urgent news.
What's happened now?
Concerning your brother.
My late brother, you mean?
Ambassador Claudius has just been picked up by a Norwegian gunship in a Spanish fishing boat. Alive.
Alive?
And in good health.
This is excellent news.
Well, it's certainly surprising, isn't it, Major Olson?
Some kind of celebration should be organised.
Some celebration? Yes. Absolutely.
In part one of Elsinore by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz, Claudius was played by John Light, King Hamlet John Heffernan, the Dauphin Ed Gochen, Captain True Chetna Pandya, Polonius Clive Haywood, and Anders was Neil McCall. Olsen was Rupert Holiday Evans, Yorick Taylor Kovacevic Ebon, Katia Isabella Inchbald, Beatrix Abby Andrews, Archimedes David Reeks, Horatio Philip Brotherton, and Laszlo Adam Fitzgerald. Elsinore is directed by Mark Beebe and Sasha Yevtushenko.
And you can hear the second part of